prefers his new name.
Yeah, I think the old one's left us, isn't it?
Start your day. That's how you wait. I wish me a little helping.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. We all find ourselves in a very interesting time, a time when we are have lots of mixed emotions and feelings. We're amongst a al-Mulchuma, which even though we're so far apart in physical distance from our family and our brothers and our sisters and in Zer Meshpucha and Eretz Yisrael, but our hearts, we are so close. Have to start off, and yet angefallen. I'm not sure myself what meant to say, what not meant to say. I'm saying it was Eibush with the roast chicken, was it Zan Bashet. It's me, it's angefallen, was a famous word, and the Gemara says that there's a drusha, Atem Kriyim Udam, Velei Akim Kriyim Udam. A Uli Yidna called Udam, and a Goyim on called Udam. What does it mean that only you're called Udam and not Goyim? There was a famous Bayless trial in Russia, where they always would love to say it was the last blood libel, but unfortunately, we had one last week that we said they were killed 500, that we killed 500 people. So unfortunately, it wasn't the last blood libel, but it was a very, very famous trial, and they took to trial not just Bayless, but they took to trial Yiddishkeit and Ma'amuri Chazal, and they went through the Gemuras and they went through the Sfurim, and the lawyer had to go and for emfer to these Sonny Yisrael, the Ma'amuri Chazal, and one of them that they picked up was Atem Kriyim Udam, V'loy Akim Kriyim Udam. How can you dare to say that Goyim are not called people, only Yidna called people? So the lawyer, the solicitor, sent off the question to Ramesh Shapira. Dechad Tzadik Levrucha was the one who gave the answer what he should say in trial. We know Pushup Shat. We don't have to go very far. Just a few days ago we saw that Akim is not called the Udam. There's a Gemura in Erevin that says, I think it's three times in one daf, that Akim hot a din fin a behemah, a goy has a din fin a behemah, the Gabi Ilchus Erevin. So we don't have any caches. We had to explain it to this for Tamta Shoifer, this judge. Explain to him, when somebody, you touched one yid called Bayless, and the whole world is in an uproar. Every single yid is in an uproar. The amount of reaction you've had, the interest you've had, the feelings everyone has had. We are one person. We're called the Udam. We're in a singular one person. We have one. There's hands and feet and toes and everywhere around the world, but we're all one. Ve'in atem kriyim Udam. If something happens to you, nobody knows about it. Nobody cares about it. You're all lots and lots and lots of singles. We are just one person. So Mishtaitum, we're feeling along what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. And we're feeling along. And from the other side, we have mixed emotions because so many of our Gedolei Yisrael have been talking about that something special is about to happen. And therefore, from one side, with Mulei Simcha, that we're going to, the Eibush is a helfen, it's a Moirik Zman Sgila, that will be Zoicha, to something that Klal Yisrael has been waiting for and davening for so long. On the other hand, the pain which is going through while it's happening is tremendously difficult. We've all heard stories and stories and stories. Yana Rebbe Shlita said so much now these past few days, past week or two. One of the things he's been mentioning, how we have to speak good about Klal Yisrael. It's so easy to be Melamed Chis and Klal Yisrael. It's so hard to be Melamed Choyv and Klal Yisrael. The amount of outpouring of chesed, of tefillah, of tshiva, of shmir shabbos, of tzedakah, of just feeling along with another yid, from the haftar reicha kamoicha, which is a mitzvah asay deraisa, the level of which Klal Yisrael has risen to, and what they've shown, who they really are, like we know Klal Yisrael tell us, koifin oisa she'oime roitzani, you force someone that doesn't want to give a get, or who doesn't want to do a mitzvah, you force him until he says, yeah, I do want to. A get which is being forced is pusl. The teretz is that we all want. We all want. Some of us it's a little bit deeper. But we all want, and with a couple of patch, all of a sudden it brings out what's inside of us to the fore. And it brings out what every Yid is inside. We're all one, and we all want to do what's good. Like the famous words in the Tefillah of Rebbe Ramaylich, Ritzenayni las is Ritzoncho. We all want to do your roots in the Aibishter. But what? Amima Akiv, who's holding us back? It's Shivid Malchias. So Osha Be'isa V'Shivid Malchias, the Sutan, and the Shivid Malchias, all the other worldly things which are happening around, all the Shibidim and the difficulties which we have in Gulas, those are the ones who are holding us back. The Klal Yisrael have shown who they are. We've arisen to the occasion. There's so many stories. There's been an emphasis from quite a few Gedol Yisrael of Shmirah Shabbos. We all know that the Masdin, there were two kibbutzim, yeshuvim, moshavim, I don't know who, the Voilim maybe know their names, who were saved, who lived in the area, and they were saved completely. The two over there who were Shmirah Shabbos were saved without a single thing happening. And it wasn't pshat that they weren't inside amongst everyone else. They were in the middle of everyone. There's no sibah pider chateva. Avada, the gate was closed, so the Hamas came and they couldn't get in, and therefore we see what they did. They had a problem to knock down the barrier between Gaza and Eretz Yisrael. That barrier was a lot bigger and harder to break down than the little barrier in front of the Moshav with a wired, with a bit of stripped wire going around it. It has no hezbah except Gzeira, Shmirah Shabbos. And as it went around, there's so many stories how Shabbos saved, individual stories, collective stories. Zdua, I think it's a Urech Lenei, who says that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and we don't blow the shofar, and we know that we need to blow the shofar in order to take us away from Midas Adin to Midas Arachamim, says Urech Lenei, it's a year which is going to be a very, very good year for Klal Yisrael, Uchas Hashulim Faket. Mitzvah Hashem, their year is going to be a very, very, very good year for Klal Yisrael. The best year that Klal Yisrael can ever have. We got a year which we gave up. I was in Eretz Zoicha to be in Eretz Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah. And the Rebbe and Rosh Hashanah, the Be'an Rebbe, spoke so much about how Yidin want to blow the shofar. We have such a chika to blow the shofar. We wait for this mitzvah a whole year. And we know what lies inside this mitzvah. What skill is inside this mitzvah. What va'koyach does the tkiyah shofar has. It's ma'avid aibishna mekisa adin, lekisa sharachamim. And we know, imagine somebody has something, he knows he has this potion, he has this skill which can solve all his problems. And comes along Chazal and they say, Agazeira rechoyka admo'oid, shemo yavid dalad amas b'shisarabim. It's something which is hard for us to grasp and to fathom. Maybe somebody won't know how to blow shofar and he'll walk four amas. And therefore the whole of Klal Yisrael loses out on this protection. Loses out on the mitzvah deraisa which we have a chika for. And Klal Yisrael listen, and we hold ourselves back. And kol achoshev lasis mitzvah v'nenes li'usa ma'ala lo kishvurchi ke'ile asur. And therefore, we were zoicha on the best of anem versus du. Is that a very famous vod from Kedishas Levi. In the Gemurah, the Mishnah and Beitza says, Yontav she Rosh Hashanah shchaliyos b'Shabbos. It doesn't say Rosh Hashanah shchaliyos b'Shabbos. It's a very interesting illusion in the Mishnah. Yontav she Rosh Hashanah shchaliyos b'Shabbos. The Yontav Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Says the Kedishas Levi, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, it's a Yomtiv. Because the Aivishter, as much as we can understand, as the Aivishter keeps the Torah, and in the Torah it says that one is not allowed to write on Shabbos. It's one of the Lamatas Meluchas. And therefore, the Aivishter, Kiviyuchel, cannot write into the Sifre Mason. But in the Sifre Chaim, it's Pkiach Nefesh. Pkiach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos. Therefore, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, it's a Yomtev. It's a Yomtev Rosh Hashanah Shcholiyos b'Shabbos. And any Astamazoi to talk about the Bedish Shavaruv in these days is something which is worthwhile doing. Tzadikim used to say that just mentioning the word Bedishav is enough to melamed Chis and Klal Yisrael. We all know what a Sanegan and Shal Klal Yisrael he was. He managed to take the worst situations and turn them around and tell the Aibishter and daven to him and plead to him, look, Aibishter, how wonderful your children are. What would the B'ditch V'ruv do with Klal Yisrael over these last 2 weeks? He'd be dancing for joy. He'd be davening all day and showing the Aibishter, kick, how precious your children are. We don't need to compare them to the goyim or around them to show the beauty of who Klal Yisrael are. Just by looking at them and seeing what's happening, how they take themselves up out of the gloom and not getting depressed, and they pick themselves up and they show their true colors. Klal Yisrael is a nation like no other. And one nation, and we have become in such a beautiful way one nation over these last few days. The Achdus, which Klal Yisrael has brought together. We were worried not so long ago about Machloikas and Klal Yisrael, and we see it was only Misofa Velachitz. We only see it was a very, very external. It had nothing to do with our Pnimius. It was just the outer crust, because the internal is so pure, the internal is so beautiful, and the internal is so warm. And now, speak a little bit about Shabbos. There's a very, there's a Taz. With the Taz in, pushed in Shulchan Aruch, and we see sometimes a Halucha Sefer, and he brings out something which is so strong and so stark, that we know everyone that Shmir Shabbos is the one that guards us, the one that helps us. We say in Hashkiveni, by Mariv, we say in the Brucha, three times we ask for the Eibishter that he should guard us. The Eibishter is the one who, as we know, Hine lo yunem lo yishon shayim Yisrael, and we ask three times in this Brucha that the Eibishter should guard us. Say the word Shemir Mamish, besides the other Lashonos which are about Shulam. Kikeo Shemreini Matzileini Yata. You're the Eibishter who guards us and saves us. And then we ask, Yishmor Tzeini Vayeini, should guard us when we go out and we come in. Such a bruch, such a tefillah which we need now. And then we finish off the Chasimus HaBrucha, Shemir Amo Yisru Eloat. The Eibishter he took, the Eibishter guards Eden for always. Three times we say the Brucha of Shemir Amo Yisru Eloat. The Taz is the Reish Samach Zayin, Siv Gimel, Merchayim, and he talks about over there, the Halukha over there is talking about, the Mechaba talks about, what type of Tfil do we say on Fratik Sanacht, Shabbos Kodesh? How do we daven Maariv? We all know that we finish off Hashkiveni slightly differently than we do in the weekdays. In the Shabbos we say Taka, Shmoy Tzeseini V'yayini, Kikei Shomreini, Umatzleini Uta, and we say Shmoy Tzeseini V'yayini. But afterwards, we say, Apoyres Sikha Shulam Aleini, Akal Yisrael. Ba'al Yishaloim, we don't finish off Shomer Amo Yisrael Eluat. We don't finish off with the Brucha, saying that the Eibishter is our Shomer. We say the Eibishter spreads the Sikha Shulam over us. And Shulchan Aruch says, the Mechaba says, that we don't say Shomer Amo Yisrael Eluat. The reason is, because Shabbos is our Shmira. We don't have to say Shomer Amo Yisrael Eluat and ask the Eibishter for our protection. Let's push it. Mechaba says, Reish Samach Zayin Siv Gimel, Bebrichas Hashkiveini, Eini Choysim Bo Hashem Ami Yisru Eloat. We don't say those words on Shabbos, and we finish off our prayer Sikha Shula. Says the Taz, Be'emes is, Shmoy Tzei Seini V'yeini L'chaim L'shula Mi'at V'adoyinu Mish Oshu shouldn't say. The last little piece, before we say the end of the Chasima, we also shouldn't say on Shabbos. We do say it. Val Shtaitim Medrash, as Shabbos doesn't need Shmira. We don't need a Shmira on Shabbos. Shahas Shabbos Shoyme. Shabbos itself is the one who guards us and looks after us. And the reason why we say afterwards, V'shomer v'nei Yisroel is a Shabbos, everyone gets together after we finish the Brucha and everyone says together, V'shomer v'nei Yisroel is a Shabbos, is to announce and to tell people, we're not asking for Shmira, to telling people that if we keep Shabbos, we don't need a Shmira. V'shomer v'nei Yisroel is a Shabbos, when Yidin will keep Shabbos, ein tzorich Shmira. And Samoyri Gazach, Fitos the Taz, and the Taz says, so why do we say any Shmira at all in the Bruch of Hashkiveni on Friday, on Fratik Tanach? We shouldn't say anything. We shouldn't be talking about Shmira at all. If Shabbos is the one who protects us, why do we mention it at all? The words from the Torah brings down to Shabbos in Sorchlis, Falalala Shmira. We don't need to daven on Shabbos for Shmira. Lefishem Yishmiri is our Shabbos. If Yidin will keep Shabbos, a Shabbos Yishmer Oysom, the Shabbos will guard them. V'hayni im Yishmeri Oysoi Kerui. If they will keep Shabbos like they meant to keep it. Says the Taz, you know why we have to daven for it? Al kein srichim onele lespalel ala Shmira. We still need to daven a little bit for Shmira. She'ein uni b'chezker es Shomer Shabbos Kerui. We're not b'chezkers that we're going to keep Shabbos 100%. Shabbos is very difficult. For the Chofetz Chaim, the Chelek Gimel, I think he says there clearly that if somebody doesn't learn constantly Hilchos Shabbos, it's quite impossible not to be nichshel Hilchos Shabbos. It's so many intricate haluchos. Even though we've been mechinuch and we've been grown up and educated, of all Hilchos Shabbos, but still, Hilchos Shabbos is Tevurah Matlirim Besara. We might mix up somewhere. We might mess up a little bit. And even if it will be a Shoigig, even if it will be a Oinus, but Matthias says, we lose a little bit of this Shmirah, Azoiz Mashma. So therefore, says the Taz, we daven a little bit for Shoim Am Yisroel Oad, a little bit of Shmirah we daven for. But Shabbos has a gewaldige koich. Chovetz Chaim says in the Gdoma to Chovetz Chaim that one has to learn side the haluchas and side the missa of not speaking Lushon Hara. We have the Sefer Chovetz Chaim, which is a haluchas sefer, and we have the Sefer Shmir Salushan, which is a missa sefer. He said one without the other doesn't go together, because one can have the best intentions in the world and he can be fired up in the best way that he's never going to speak Lushon Hara again, but he just doesn't know what to do and what not to do. The other hand, one can learn all day and all night what to do and what not to do, but if he doesn't have any missa and he doesn't have any chizik in it, it's not going to push him to keep what he has to keep. Therefore one has to learn the haluchas, one has to keep. So even if we're going to be fired up about Shabbos Kodesh and we're going to know how chush of Shabbos is and we're going to want the shmira of Shabbos, and Mustamazo, we're just going to want to live in the Paltan Shamelech, to live by the Eibishter in his palace when he invites us in every week. But if we don't know what we're meant to be doing, what the rules and regulations, Lahavdil Eilef Avdulas, if the queen made a queen party, which used to make these garden parties, and it came with a list of rules and regulations of whoever was invited, what they have to do, how they have to dress, what the ethics and conduct is, and whatever else the words are. Lahavdil Eilef Avdulas. We have a Shulchan Aruch, we have a Heilige Torah, which tells us how we have to behave on a Shabbos Kodesh. And we're told how to talk, we're told how to act, we're even told how to think. We're told every single iota of our life on Shabbos is told, and we're given its clear, very clear instructions. Avada, in Masa, we all know Masa, do Lamates Meluchas, people have to be careful about. When it comes to Dibbe, Vedabe, Dove, we're a different person on Shabbos. We belong to a different world. We're invited into the Paltrim Shel Melech. Talk differently. You don't go around and say everybody, we say one to another, good Shabbos. We remind ourselves always it's Shabbos. We don't talk about our businesses on Shabbos. We don't say what we're going to be doing during the week. And Yidden are just different. Yidden are just to control one's speech and to just talk about other things. It's something which is a goy could never understand. Never mind what we're doing and acting, but we can't even talk. And even by machshuva, Be'emes is kepaskin the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to think about your business on Shabbos. But the Mechaba brings down, Hirir ba'asukav is mitzvah, and she'in vuv sifches, Hirir ba'asukav is mitzvah, mikol mukav mishim oynik Shabbos, mitzvah shlo yachshiv behem kalal. It's a mitzvah not to think about the business on Shabbos. V'yehei be'enov ki'ili kol malach le'asiyo, should be in his eyes as if everything, as all his meluch has been done. Sheishes yumam ta'asa malach t'cho v'yom ashviyi Shabbos l'ashem alekechu. 6 days one has to do melucha, should do melucha. The seventh day we rest, but the 6 days don't disappear. Tells the Eibishter v'yom ashviyi, as we should guard Shabbos, we should forget that we had 6 days. We switched off. We have no more interest in our business. It doesn't mean anything to us. And we are just busy misanagal Hashem. If you want to start learning Hilchos Shabbos, the good place to start is always with the first siman. The first siman of Hilchos Shabbos is a siman which is a very lot of chizik. And in the Torah, Reish Mem Beis is talking about Hilchos Kuvat Shabbos. And the Torah comes down and brings memory after memory after memory of the malice of being ma'anik Shabbos. Just say a couple of the memories which beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, which gives a grace of chizik. I hiked on the Torah, Reish Mem Beis, Gorsinam Beperi Kol Kitzvei. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mashim Rabbi Yossi, Kol Ma'anig Es HaShabbos, Noisen Lo Yinachla B'li Mitzurim. Whoever is Ma'anig Es HaShabbos, you give him a Nachla without any boundaries, without any, there's no shortages, limitless. You just give him a Moirig Nachla B'li Mitzurim. We're going into the power of Shabbos. It's nothing to do with us. In the Paltim Shel Melech, there's nothing missing. When we go to the Eibishter's palace, imagine going to the king's palace and all of a sudden you won't be able to find a cup to drink. They'll bring out a disposable cup from somewhere. It would be a bisha. We're talking about going to the Eibishter's palace. He's Beligvil. Menachem Bar Yitzchok Omar. Menachem Bar Yitzchok said, Ach Nitzel Meshibbet Malchias. He gets saved from the Shibbet of Malchias. It's so easy. Ma'anigas HaShabbos. We're doing it anyway. Baruch Hashem, Yidin going, they're going to any Yiddish Geschäft on a Thursday. It's so hard to go because Kanayin Ahari Yidin are going and buying and buying and buying Chuvat Shabbos. And they're spending and they're knowing that Kol Mu'ish El Udom G'tzimun Rosh Hashanah Ad Rosh Hashanah Chitz Mitzvah Shabbos V'Yom Tov. They know that it's not on the expense which the Eibishter gave them Rosh Hashanah. Why should it be? They're invited as a guest to the Palkim Shel Melech. The Eibishter says, go and buy on the house. It's not your Shabbos, it's my Shabbos. And you didn't know it. And you didn't know Ma'anig is a Shabbos. And therefore the Nitzel Meshibbet Shel Malchus. Om Rav Yidol Merav. Kol Ma'anig Shabbos, Noisen Loi Mish'alus Liboy. Whoever's Ma'anig Shabbos, you give him Mish'alus Liboy. You give him whatever he wants. Om Rav Chiyo Ba'abo, Om Rav Yechanan. Kol Ma'shabbos, Shabbos Gel Chusa. Whoever keeps Shabbos like they're meant to. Afilo Oyved Avoyda Zuri Ke'enoish. Moichel Eloi. The Eibish says everything is Mevatah. One of the Mepharshim say, I don't remember, I just saw it, if it was in Beis Yosef or if it was in the Mepharshim on the Sheikh Nurik, because somebody who keeps Shabbos is pronouncing loud and proclaiming that he believes that Eibishter created the world. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is only B'yom HaShvi'i Shavas Ve'inufash. The Eibishter created the world, like we learned last week, 2 weeks ago, in Shabbos Bereishis, and then he stopped on Shabbos. It means that every person who keeps Shabbos is saying, I believe in the Eibishter. See, he's dealing Avodah Zura. It's a joke. He's doing Avodah Zura because he thinks it's some type of a funny custom which they picked up in India somewhere. Something that his elder, I don't know who, he picked up some funny thing, but he doesn't mean it. He doesn't believe in what he's doing because he's keeping Shabbos. And Shabbos is a gilui milsa that he is one thing, he's interested in Eibishter. It's a very interesting thought. If you think about it, this world has managed to progress, if we can say that the right word. Maybe we should say go backwards, regress. But we keep on changing. Look at the world, how it was 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200, 1,000. The Stone Age, the Bronze Age, I don't remember all the things that was taught in school. We've evolved, we've moved on. How come we've never changed the 7-day week? We've changed everything. We've changed everything, how we calculate, how we add up, how we measure things, how we weigh things. It's gone over from imperial to metric to whatever. We keep on changing and evolving, make life simpler. 7 is such a difficult number. It should have been the first thing out the window. There isn't a nation that has succeeded in erading out the misik of 7 days in a week. And it's a dover pushit ad ma'oid. You can't take away a yesoid ha'emina in the bria. The Eibishter made the world in 7 days. 6 days of the ga'arbet, of yom ashi shavas ha'inufash, bura gevein manicha, he created manicha. That's something that nobody managed to eradicate. The biggest oivid of Yidazura, who they were, took over the world with it, hasn't managed to eradicate the 7-day week, which every time we say Sunday, every time we say Monday, we're proclaiming there is an Eibishter on the world. We say, Ayom Yom Shabbos, Ayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, it's really, even if we don't say the word B'Shabbos, every time we sign, we write something, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, wow, there's only 7 days in the week. Es du aber Chef auf dem Welt. Es du aber Chef auf Beschaff in der Welt. And the talk keeps on going weiter. If you don't keep 2 Shabbosim, it'd be a rose from Gula straight away. Maybe we were Zoicha, this last 2 Shabbosim has been such as Oras and Shmira Shabbos. From people who don't know, they don't know. Leibstuk, Kenish Muna, and he's not waiting for people who don't know anything to do what they're meant to do. How should they? They are the reinest people who are in Klal Yisrael, or the people who don't know, or the people who aren't educated in the right way. There are people who don't know better. I once heard from Moshe Shul Klein Shlita when he was here in Manchester. And somebody threw up his avar to him. It's Zafan Teen Shiva. They need to do Shiva. And I was sitting next to Moshe Shul and he told him, they have to do Shiva. They don't have a what to do to Shiva. They are not nichshel in a single issa. They don't know better. In Sheikh Nuruk Paskman Atinik Shanishba is Adin Azoy Vayid, the Chol Duva, Miz Machal the Shabbos to go and save him. Even though Nebuch, he's not keeping Shabbos. He is rein, they are pure. Rabbi Shishul told this year, Mashiach is not coming, not because of them. 100% not because of them, Mashiach's not here. It's because of us. Chazal tell us, so I have Moiri Gavot and Heilige Gavot and Heilige Rishna. As Yutzat was last week, he spoke very, very lot about Ikhrist to the Mashiach. Chazal tell us, as Ein Ben David Ba, El Adoy, Shekil Echayiv, A doy shekilo zakai. Mashiach is going to come early to a doy which either completely chayev or completely pure. Kilo chayev, the eilige original gezut kenesh zan. We have avtocha, we say, ilo yomishi, toira mi picho mi pizarecho mi pizare zarecho adoylo. It's impossible for Klal Yisrael to be kilo chayev. Kilo zakai. Doesn't look like we're going to be zoicha to a kilo zakai. Now the eilige original gezut, it's going to be a period, it's going to be a very clear. Whoever is zakai is going to be completely zakai. Whoever's chayiv is going to be completely chayiv. And the Mashiach is going to come. Now I was thinking to myself, how can we explain this vault of the Heilige Rishna? A very small person. But when I heard this vault from Moshe Shul Klein, it's my river, the Machshuva, Mashiach is going to come. Why should he come to Deutsche Kilo Chayiv? He's talking about Dorim who Nebuch don't know better. Everything they're doing, they're chayev nebuch, they don't know, they're being oiva averis. They're being oiva averis because they don't know better. Once they're kilo chayev, once they're only the reason they're not keeping the Torah is because they're kilo chayev, because they don't know anything, then they're not holding up Mashiach. They're the first people who are zoichet have Mashiach. They're the ones who are the victims, they're the ones Nebuch and Aibishta wants to go and gather them back into himself and bring them back home. The biggest pain that the Aibishta has of seeing all these children who don't even know that he exists, or they don't even know how to be Mahanim, how to listen to the instructions. They're okay. And once with Zoicha to the Kilo Zakai, which Klal Yisrael have Zicha Zoicha going to Kilo Zakai, we had a Rosh Hashanah, we had a Yom Aseres Meitshiva. Min Gleibim Be'minu Shleim Okeva Yoyim Azeh Yichaper Aleichem L'tayr Eschem. So he came with Yom HaKudosh, and the Aibishta washed us out, and we came out pure. He came out clean. And then he invited us into his Heilige Sikha. And we sat Sikhas in his Sikha. The Eibishter kept us and hid us in his Heilige Sikha. Anybody has a machshuva that Eibishter wanted to punish us by making Dafke Simchas Torah? Dafke the most hechestikste tug that there is in the Yiddish calendar? The time when the Eibishter says, Blab nich noch ein tug, stay around for one more day. Let's get rid of all the goyim, all the shivim imos. Get rid of them all and just stay you and me for one day together. Ikvi la yoyim echad. On such a day, the Eibishter Chas HaShulam wanted to do something to turn us, to show that he hates us, to show that he doesn't like us. It can't be further than the truth. It's impossible to be true. The Eibishter loves us and he loves us so much. There's something happening. We don't know what's happening, but we see all the Gedolei Yisrael tell us that something is happening. The Rebbe said last week, or maybe the week before, we're talking about Wahalti Yatzfar Mashiach Kimt. The work of these days is, how are we going to look when Mashiach comes? With what type of a face are we going to be able to present when Mekabel Zal Mashiach Zetkeini? We have an opportunity that Eibush has given us, and Klal Yisrael has arisen to that occasion, and everybody can do more, and try more, and feel more, and learn a little bit better, and hold themselves back from Epis Avot, which they wanted to say. And the Iker Geb Gitteverte, say a good word to somebody else. Say a good word to the Eibishter by his Tyre Kinderlich. Tell the Eibishter what a nation he has. Tell the Eibishter what's a Kinderlich heart. And the Eibishter was Zoiche, is going to take us out. And all of a sudden, we're going to understand what's been going on. We're going to understand how good it was for us. But Klal Yisrael now are beautiful how they believe. There isn't another nation who you hit them hard and they turn around and smile at the person who hit them and tell them, you know what? I know you mean it for my good. Now I wish to help him with Zoychazan, the Kur of Mamash, Zoychazan Zaharin, the Tzkiya Shoifa, the Kaaba Shoifa, Gudel Chereseini, so Kenan Kengai Mashiach Zetkeini, mit der Freilichkeit, Gesinterheit, tanzen in der Gasse, mit der Größe Besira, im Herr wie meine Omein.